More than 1,000 protesters rallied in the Ohio town of Steubenville over the weekend. They were demanding that action be taken over rape allegations involving local high school football players. As ML Schulze from member station WKSU reports, with the case going viral on social media and gaining international attention, emotions are running high in this small Ohio town.
With fewer than 20,000 residents, Steubenville sits along the Ohio River, squeezed between the hills of eastern Ohio and the mountains of West Virginia, about 40 miles west of Pittsburgh. You get there on Route 22, and you'll likely lose your cell phone service along the way. But that isolation has not protected this city from some largely unwelcome attention. The protesters are here to support a teen girl who was allegedly raped at a series of end-of-summer parties. Many protesting are loosely affiliated with the hacker network Anonymous. But Becky Weaver isn't. She's a resident of a small town just up the river.
This girl don't have a voice right now. We want to be her voice. We want the cops to hear her, to know her. Like, as a mother of three girls, if it would be my girl, I want her to be heard.
Two Steubenville High School football players have been charged with rape and will be tried next month. But many here think others should also be charged, and suspect local police of covering up for other players in a town where football is king. But Steubenville police say that's just not true and are turning to social media to highlight their investigation since allegations first spread in August that the West Virginia girl, reportedly drunk, was carried from party to party and sexually assaulted. Police here say they've interviewed 59 people. Jefferson County Sheriff Fred Abdallah says their investigation has been thorough, and the rape charges against the two 16-year-old boys are the only ones expected. On Saturday, he also told the protesters that he shares their revulsion at a newly released video showing a former Steubenville player who has not been charged with a crime mocking the incident. On it, he repeatedly laughs while calling the passed-out girl dead.
It was disgusting, it's nauseating, it's sickening. Like I said, you can't arrest somebody for being stupid, but when I hear... Can I finish?
Yes.
When I'm hearing on a video, if it was my daughter, I would leave her dead. Disgusting is what I said it was, and I say it again the same day today.
The 12-minute video has already racked up more than 500,000 views.
What if that was your daughter?
But it isn't.
If that
was my daughter, I wouldn't care. I'd just let her be dead.
Listen to yourself.
I'm listening to myself fine.
To many of the protesters, this video is another piece of evidence that there's a conspiracy here. But Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine urges caution. He took over the case after local prosecutor Jane Hanlon stepped aside because her son plays football for Steubenville High.
There is a difference between being insensitive, doing immoral things, and committing a crime. And what I'm confined to by Ohio law is what is a crime.
But many here say multiple Twitter messages and photos from that night suggest a number of people did not even report a crime had taken place. Jan Leach is the former editor of the Akron Beacon Journal and runs a Poynter Journalism Ethics Workshop. She says the case represents both the strength and weaknesses of the social media world.
So before anybody is empowered, I would hope there would be some thought about responsibility. What is the potential benefit? And there are great benefits to this story coming to light in this way. And what is the potential harm?
It's that harm that concerns Simon Feaster, manager of the football team back in the 1980s.
We're a small town and we do a lot around here. People, they come together, but something like this, now you're just breaking the town up. You don't have to come here every Saturday, keep putting this on and doing all this because it's, everywhere we go now, we're going to be labeled. Here come the rapists. Here come the rapists. You can't put that on everybody.
But for many here now, it seems that everybody in Steubenville, charged or not, is under the glare of rape allegations spread through social media around the world. For NPR News, I'm ML Schulze.